Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. You didn't hear these words explicitly stated by U.S. government or Federal Reserve officials, but the recent fresh data they release confirms that the U.S. economy has already fallen into a recession. Last Friday, the monthly jobs and unemployment report issued by the Bureau of Labor Statistics claimed there were over 428,000 net new jobs in April compared to March. That would be good news, if only it were true. The final paragraph of that news release disclosed that the number of jobs reported for the prior 2 months had been revised downward by 39,000. Further, the accompanying birth-death adjustment data double-counted a false increase of 340,000 jobs. If you subtract these two corrections from the headline number, the jobs increase in April was a paltry 49,000 over March. The corrected job results for April was so poor, the unemployment rate should have increased. Unfortunately, that isn't the only signal that the U.S. economy is in a downturn. In late April, the Bureau of Economic Analysis released its estimate of the first quarter gross domestic product, which was down 1.4%. Other than for the onset of the pandemic, this is the first decline in GDP from the previous quarter in 8 years. Further, the data on goods shipped by trucks is also negative. Demand for trucking services has fallen so much in recent weeks, as reported by Reuters, that the per-mile rates paid to truckers has fallen almost 25% over the last 4 months. There was another sign of an economic downturn in the jobs report, stating that wage rates were flat. In an improving economy, there would be continuing wage increases. Stock markets, which anticipate future trends, also confirm poor expectations for the future. The Dow, Standard & Poor's, Russell 2000, and NASDAQ indices, as of last Friday, were all down more than 10% to almost 25% year-to-date. This new recession really isn't breaking news. The February issue of Liberty's Outlook, published by Liberty Coin Service, warned you 3 months ago to expect these horrible developments. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.